mistakes and perfection. The Estates of Perfection, Episode 8. Marcus is being transported by security into the depths of the clone warehouse. What do they do with the originals down there? Do they put them in a big vat of acid? I'm only guessing. Nobody tells disembodied voices anything.
War, negative 21.
Where are you taking me? Erasure, right? You're gonna kill me, say it! What's this erasure?
We're supposed to call it erasure, but really it's just an incinerator.
Oh, you're gonna burn me alive?
No, that would be inhumane. Policy says we're supposed to shoot you first. I guess humans burn lobsters alive all the time. You think we should kill them first?
Who cares about fucking lobsters? You're gonna shoot and burn me!
Uh-oh, somebody woke up on the wrong side of the bed. You're even grumpier than the last guy we brought down here.
Don't you think people have a good reason to be grumpy when you're leading them to their death?
Well, my mother always told me there is never a time for rudeness. If you can't turn your smile upside down, then you just gotta fake it till you make it.
How's your mother weigh in on murder and execution?
Hey, you're a real grouchy wouchy, aren't you?
Grouchy wouchy? Yeah, I'm in a bit of a mood. So now you're gonna burn me without killing me like a lobster?
I'm not going to kill you, silly.
You're gonna torture me?
Negative 25. Incinerator room.
Incinerator room? No, please, no. What? Bobby?
Hey, buddy, I see you met Randolph.
Hey, Bobby, even on the run, you're still gaining weight?
Thanks, bro.
Bro didn't really introduce himself.
Oh, yeah, that's Randolph. He saved me, too. He saved a ton of us originals before we got erased. How do you think I survived erasure?
Oh, I guess I never thought about it till now.
Yeah, you've always been self-involved like that. See, the same way the estates have clones where people think they're real, we now have originals in places where they think they have a clone.
I killed my clone. Easily. He was weak. Not as weak as you, but weak.
All right, I get it, everybody. I'm weak. But I can still kill my clone, so I will!
There you go, buddy!
Maybe like puny is a better word than weak, even.
I get it! We need to warn Debbie before the clone gets to her.
God, you really don't want your wife getting that clone dick, do you?
Shut up.
It's your dick. It's the same thing.
Okay, shut up.
That's like, I'm learning that about you. You really don't want a clone fucking your wife. I mean, nobody
does. Why
are
you so good with it?
I don't know. It kind of...
Do you like it? Do you look through the window at them?
I have. Is that weird?
Have you jacked off watching yourself fuck your wife? Just admit it.
I mean, we're all friends here, right? Yeah.
You have. How many times?
I came on my own house watching my wife through the window. How many times? God, I don't even know.
Okay, whatever. Can we stop this and escape?
Yeah. Here we are, the incinerator.
Oh, finally.
You want to go first? This is the way out.
Sure.
Oh, whoa, wait. Hold up.
What?
What if I'm really clone Bobby, and I'm tricking you into jumping into a working incinerator?
Oh, God damn it. Well, that would be a real dick move, but I know you're real Bobby, so let's just do this.
That would be a total dick move. That would be hilarious for clone Bobby. Or me, Bobby. I know. I'll prove to you I'm real, so you're not nervous about jumping into the incinerator.
Stop it, please.
Do you remember the time you burned your eyebrows off when you were trying to light the bong?
No way. Mark did that? This Mark?
Yeah, I did that. Okay, I believe you. Let's not relive that moment now, okay?
Well, I don't want you to be nervous about jumping into this incinerator now. Do you remember the time that you got a boner watching Marley and me?
Oh, I'd come back from a date and these guys were watching it. I mean...
The dog movie. You got a boner from Marley and Me, the dog movie. But what? It's so sad.
I know. Is that fucked up or what?
Okay, stop it, okay?
I'm real.
I know, but these were supposed to be your secrets, not mine, that get revealed
that's,
in a doppel...
That's more fucked up than me jerking off to a clone fucking my wife, I think.
I don't think so. Okay, if that's true, it was Jennifer Aniston giving the boner, not Marley. Definitely not me. Okay, and I'm sick of this. I'm just going to jump in the incinerator, whether you're real or not. Okay, and... it's hot in here. Oh, cool. Hidden door.
Yeah, and the hidden door leads to a long chute. It's totally cool.
It leads to a long...
whoa!
A long chute!
So sad. Poor Marley.
Did you have to land right on me?
Sorry, I don't control my velocity in landing when I'm coming out of a long chute.
Okay, get off me. Where is this?
This is what used to be the town dump.
No.
With the green energy fireplaces and the blue recycle cans, there really isn't that much trash anymore. No one comes down here but us, the rebels. I mean, the originals.
Hello, welcome back, Bobby.
Hey there.
Whoa, everyone is topless. Everyone. Maybe too topless for my taste.
Yeah, everyone is topless. It's so everyone can see your belly button all the time. Clones don't have belly buttons.
Yeah, I get that now. But it seems like half shirts would have done the trick, but I guess I get it.
That was the big physical difference I was telling you about earlier,
yeah.
But you didn't have time to listen to me.
Yeah, I got it now.
No belly buttons, because
mm-hmm.
no umbilical cord.
Mm-hmm.
But they do have assholes. I'll give you the tour through the encampment.
Cool.
Over there, you'll see topless originals pumping water for irrigation and for makeshift showers. Over there, topless originals are hanging up clothes to dry. Okay. Other toplesses are churning butter. Some right. toplesses are weaving cotton with a loom. Right. Some toplesses are testing the safety of those trampolines over there.
Okay.
More toplesses tending to the marijuana plants,
mm-hmm.
making bongs, smoking bongs, drum circling. Fucking in the mud.
Yeah, a lot of fucking in the mud. Are you calling them toplesses?
Toplesses.
You refer to the people here as toplesses?
Sometimes.
Okay. It sounds like tapas.
No, it doesn't.
Anyway, can you stop saying it?
It's not rude. It
seems like you're identifying them by their breast.
I was referring to topless men as well. If you've only been looking at the women, that's maybe something you need to think about.
Okay.
It's true, though. Everyone here is topless. That means... that means a lot of boobies.
See? Okay. But you don't have to say it out loud. I like it.
Just saying. Know. To each his own here. There's no code of living.
Not much code at all going on. Everyone's just having a great time. I can see why you guys didn't bother rebelling.
Well, there are some rules. Like, if you've been fucking in the mud, you gotta shower off before you fuck on the trampolines. It's not total anarchy.
Okay, it still seems pretty crazy and dirty here.
Don't be ridiculous. We're just waiting for the right uh-oh.
What's uh-oh?
No, it's a good uh-oh. This is the time of day when we all work and sing a song at the same time, like the seven dwarves.
For real? That sounds like it would be corny.
Not at all.
Helped up. Be tub tub. Tomi topo chikin canoe darkling. Oh, ayah, ayah, chop, ayah, ayah, tub tub.
Wait, are they singing the Ewok celebration song?
Yeah, man. It's my favorite song ever.
Smoke a joint, friend. Take your shirt off.
Oh, yeah, let's get high.
Okay. Always accept an offer to get high.
Yeah, man. You're required to take off your shirt if you want to stay. Let your belly button sing. Topless!
Topless. Toppy topless. Let me see your titty and your little belly. Your little belly, baby, topless.
Yup, nope.
Wait, why did the singing stop? I was actually starting to get into it. And... why is everyone bowing down to that woman over there?
Dude, that's Mrs. King.
Mrs. King? You mean my mother-in-law? But I thought she was...
My son-in-law, Mark. You always were my favorite son-in-law.
Wow, it's Sarah King. That is a surprise. I had totally forgotten about Jack King's wife. Does this mean that the originals might finally be ready to rebel against the Estates of Perfection? And what would that mean for my job? I look forward to finding out on the next episode of the Estates of Perfection.
Estates of Perfection is written by Matt Besser. Produced, edited, and scored by Brett Morris. Additional editing by Grace Harper. Starring Matt Besser, Danielle Schneider, Mary Holland, John Gemberling, Dan Lippert, Lacey Mosley, and Brett Morris.